ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 12, ध्रुव महाराज गोज बैक टू गॉडहेड, पार्ट 2, वर्सेस 10 थ्रू 38। ध्रुव महाराज puts his feet on the head of death. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. As long as he remained at home, Dhruva Maharaj performed many great ceremonial sacrifices in order to please Yajna Isham, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prescribed ceremonial sacrifices are especially meant to please Lord Vishnu, who is the objective of all such sacrifices and who awards karma phala, the resultant benedictions. Dhruva Maharaj rendered devotional service unto the Supreme, the reservoir of everything, with Tivra Ogam, unrelenting force. And while carrying out his devotional service to the Lord, Dhruva could see that everything is situated in Krishna only, and that Krishna is situated in all living entities. The Lord is called Achyuta because Krishna never fails in his prime duty, to give protection to his devotees. Dhruva Maharaj was endowed with all godly qualities. Dhruva was very respectful to the devotees of the Supreme Lord, and Dhruva was very kind to the poor and innocent. Dhruva protected religious principles. With all of these qualifications, Dhruva was considered to be the direct father of all the citizens. Dhruva Maharaj ruled over this planet Earth for 36,000 years. Dhruva diminished the reactions of his pious activities by enjoyment, and by practicing austerities, Dhruva diminished his inauspicious reactions. The self-controlled great soul, Dhruva Maharaj, thus passed many, many years favorably executing three kinds of worldly activities, namely religiosity, economic development, and satisfaction of all material desires. Dhruva was avichala indriya, never disturbed by sense agitation. And thereafter, Dhruva handed over the charge of the royal throne to his son Utkala. Srila Dhruva Maharaj realized that this cosmic manifestation bewilders living entities, Swapna Gandharva Nagara Upamam, just like a dream or phantasmagoria, because it is a creation of the illusory external energy of the Supreme Lord. Thus, Dhruva Maharaj, at the end, left his kingdom, which extended all over the earth and bounded by the great oceans. Dhruva considered his own body, his wives, his children, his friends, his army, his rich treasury, his very comfortable palaces, and his many enjoyable pleasure grounds simply to be creations of that illusory energy. Thus, in due course of time, Dhruva retired to the forest in the Himalayas known as Badarika Ashram. And in Badarika Ashram, Dhruva Maharaj's senses became completely purified, and that is because Dhruva bathed regularly in the crystal clear purified water.
Dhruva fixed his sitting position and by yogic practice controlled the breathing process and the air of life. In this way, Dhruva's senses were completely withdrawn.
Then Dhruva concentrated his mind on the Archavigraha form of the Supreme Lord, which is Bhagavat Pratirupe, the exact replica of the Lord, and thus, by meditating upon Krishna, Dhruva entered into complete trance.
Bhakting harau bhagavati pravahan ajastram. By constantly engaging in devotional service unto Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dhruva experienced transcendental bliss. Incessant tears flowed from Dhruva's eyes. His heart melted, and there was shivering and standing of the hairs all over Dhruva's body.
Thus transformed in a trance of devotional service, Dhruva Maharaj completely forgot his bodily existence, and thus Dhruva immediately became Muktalinga, free from his subtle body, and was thus liberated from material bondage.
As soon as the symptoms of liberation were manifest, Dhruva saw a very beautiful airplane coming down from the sky, as if the brilliant full moon were coming down, illuminating all the 10 directions.
Dhruva Maharaj saw 2 very beautiful associates of Lord Vishnu in the airplane. They had 4 hands and a blackish bodily luster. They were very youthful, and their eyes were just like reddish lotus flowers. They held clubs in their hands, and they were dressed in very attractive garments with helmets and decorated with necklaces, bracelets, and earrings.
Dhruva immediately stood up upon seeing that these uncommon personalities were direct servants of Uttama Gaya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is of excellent renown. But being puzzled, Dhruva in hastiness forgot how to receive them in the proper way.
Therefore Dhruva simply offered obeisances with folded hands and chanted and glorified the holy names of the Lord, who is Madhu Dvisha, the enemy of the Madhu demon.
Dhruva Maharaj was always absorbed in thinking of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Dhruva's heart was full with Krishna.
Krishna is known as Pushkara Nabha, one who has a lotus navel. The 2 confidential servants of the Supreme Lord were smiling happily. When Nanda and Sunanda approached him, Dhruva stood with folded hands, bowing humbly.
The 2 confidential associates of Lord Vishnu then spoke.
Dear King, let there be all good fortune unto you. Please attentively hear what we shall say. When you were only 5 years old, you underwent severe austerities, and you thereby greatly satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the creator of the whole universe, and who carries in his hand the bow named Sharinga.
We have been specifically deputed to take you to Bhagavat Padam, the spiritual world, which is the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To achieve Vishnu Loka is Sudurjayam, very difficult. But by your austerity, you have conquered. Even the great rishis and demigods cannot achieve this position.
Simply to see the supreme abode, the sun and moon, and all the other planets, stars, lunar mansions, and solar systems are circumambulating the Vishnu planet. Now please come. You are welcome to go there.
Dear King Dhruva, neither your forefathers nor anyone else before you has ever achieved such a transcendental planet. The planet known as Vishnu Loka, where Lord Vishnu personally resides, is the highest of all. Om Tad Vishnu Paramang Padam.
Vishnu Loka is worshipable by the inhabitants of all other planets within the universe. So please come with us and live there eternally.
O Ayushmanot, O Immortal One, this unique airplane has been sent by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Uttamashloka, who is worshipped by selected prayers, and who is the chief of all living entities. You are quite worthy to board such an airplane. The great sage Maitreya continued,
Maharaj Dhruva was Urukrama Priya, very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who performs wonderful deeds. When Dhruva heard the sweet speeches of the Lord's chief associates in the Vaikuntha planet, Dhruva immediately took his sacred bath, dressed himself with suitable ornaments, and performed his daily spiritual duties.
Thereafter, Dhruva offered respectful obeisances to the great sages present there and accepted their blessings. And before getting aboard, Dhruva worshipped the airplane, circumambulated it, and also offered obeisances to the associates of Vishnu.
In the meantime, Dhruva became as brilliant and illuminating as molten gold. Dhruva was thus completely prepared to board the transcendental airplane.
When Dhruva Maharaj was attempting to get on the transcendental airplane, Dhruva saw death personified approaching him. Not caring for death, however, Dhruva took advantage of the opportunity to put his feet on Mrityo Murdni, the head of death, and thus Dhruva got up on the airplane, which was as big as a house.
At that time, drums and kettle drums resounded from the sky. The chief Gandharvas began to sing, and other demigods showered flowers like torrents of rain upon Dhruva Maharaj.
Dhruva was seated in the transcendental airplane, which was just about to start, when Dhruva remembered his poor mother, Suniti. Dhruva thought to himself, Oh, how shall I go alone to Tridishtapam, the Vaikuntha planet, and leave behind my poor mother?
The great associates of Vaikuntha Loka, Nanda and Sunanda, could understand the mind of Dhruva Maharaj, and thus they showed Dhruva that his mother, Suniti, was going forward in another airplane.
And while Dhruva Maharaj was passing through space, Dhruva gradually saw all the planets of the solar system: Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto.
On the path, Dhruva saw all the demigods in their airplanes, showering flowers upon Dhruva like rain. Dhruva Maharaj thus surpassed the 7 planetary systems of the great sages who are known as Sapta Rishi.
Beyond that region, Dhruva achieved the transcendental situation of permanent life in the planet where Lord Vishnu lives. The self-effulgent Vaikuntha planet, by whose illumination alone all the illuminating planets within this material world give off reflected light, Yan Navrajan Jantushuye Anunugraha, cannot be reached by those who are not merciful to other living entities. Vrajanti Badrani Charanti Ye Nisham. For only persons who constantly engage in welfare activities for other living entities can reach the Vaikuntha planets.
Shanta Samadrusha Shuddha Sarva Bhutanuranjanaha Yanti Anjasa Achyuta Padam Achyuta Priya Bandavaha. Persons who are peaceful, equipoised, cleansed and purified, and who know the art of pleasing all other living entities, keep friendship only with devotees. Such persons alone can very easily achieve the perfection of going back home, back to Godhead.
And so, in this way, Krishna Parayanaha, the fully Krishna-conscious Dhruva Maharaj, the exalted son of Maharaj Uttanapada, attained the summit of the 3 statuses of the planetary systems. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
Chanting of the holy names of the Lord is perfect in every way. When Dhruva Maharaj saw the Vishnu Dutas, the direct associates of Lord Vishnu, four-handed and nicely decorated, Dhruva could understand who they were. But for the time being, Dhruva was puzzled.
But simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna mantra, Dhruva could satisfy the uncommon guests who had all of a sudden arrived before him.
The chanting of the holy name of the Lord is perfect. Even though one does not know how to please Lord Vishnu or his associates, simply by sincerely chanting the holy name of the Lord, everything becomes perfect.
A devotee, therefore, either in danger or in happiness, constantly chants the Hare Krishna mantra. When one is in danger, the devotee is immediately relieved. And when one is in a position to see Lord Vishnu or his associates directly, by chanting this Maha mantra, the devotee can please the Lord. And this is the absolute nature of the Maha Mantra. For either in danger or in happiness, Hare Krishna can be chanted without limitation.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Recorded September 10, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Recorded on the Akadasi known as Anada. Aum Tat Sat.